All right, we're going to talk with Collins Janis, one of our part-timers here at the radio station. He's up at the mall with Clover High School folks this morning. We'll visit with
him. We're going to find out why. We're going to find out what he sees, how crowded it is.
A 17-year-old's perspective.
Yes.
Only on this station here. All right, 7 past.
Good go. I'm 18, Chuck.
News Talk 100.1 FM. That's right. Sorry.
Oh, beautiful. And liberating strife, who more than self, their country love. I'm saying about tonight is this America, sweet America.
Gotta love it when the crowd applauds. Oh my gosh. Mm. Wow.
May God that gold refined. Till our success.
That's not the first verse that he starts with, but we're going to play the next one.
When I was a little boy, I remember we always sang these words. Oh, beautiful spacious skies. Amber waves of grain, far purple mountains. Above the fruited plains.
Wait a minute.
America, America, well, God set his face on me.
I still, every time I hear this by him, I get chill bumps. He just has a version. Wow.
He climbed back up. Well, don't you remember? Civil brotherhood. From sea to shining sea.
All right, let's it's 10 past. It is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. It's a great day in America here as we get ready to transition power from Barack Obama's administration to the new administration we call the Trump administration.
Yes.
As we get ready in 2017. And a lot of optimistic, hopeful eyes on the horizon and looking at things on the horizon. And one of them is our own
Collins Janis. He's from Clover High School. He's one of our part-time employees here at OTS Media, and we're just thrilled to hear from you. Collins, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on this morning?
Well, we're curious about your how it's going. Tell us, first of all, why Clover High School chose to go to Washington, D.C. at this time.
Well, Clover High School chose to pick a bunch of high school students that are really, really interested in the changing in administrations and get to be a part of history that only takes place every 4 to 8 years, so when that opportunity was given, 20 or 30 kids all said, I want in. We get to be a part of history. So that's a really cool thing that we got to do.
It really is. Now, what are you doing just right now? You're already out and about in Washington, D.C.
We are currently walking to the inauguration site right now. We have been walking for about an hour in the crispy 40-degree weather, but we're all excited. So, you know.
What are you seeing as the flavor of the neighborhood, really? Do you see any protesting going on? Is there anything that you find disturbing?
Nothing this morning, actually. Surprisingly, there's a lot of good energy in the air. It's kind of an excited feel, you know? A new arrival of a different changing administration. So a lot of people are really excited, anxious to see what will go on today.
What type of people are we seeing, Collins? Is there a good cross of people? Are we seeing red, yellow, black, and white, and all of us are precious in his sight? Are we seeing a bunch of different nationalities?
Predominantly. I mean, seeing a lot of the, right now I'm walking a lot of different high school groups. They're all trying to get to the same place. But yeah, predominantly we've seen a lot of different people. A lot of people you wouldn't think will be out here wholeheartedly in spirit and supporting this, but they really are. They've really adapted to it. And I think the mood is changing now. People are starting to finally come to peace with it, and they're going to work together with what we're going to have for the next 4 years.
So will you plan on staying in the place where you end up for the rest of the afternoon? Will you? How have they taken care of your group in, as far as, did you bring a chair? Do you have other supplies? What is it that you're using there?
And Freddie wants to know if you got clean socks.
Yes,
okay?
I'm trying to make sure that your mom's secure.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can bring in here. That's the the safety part of it. Yeah. I mean, you got the stuff you can carry on you and a rain poncho, because we are expected to have showers throughout the entire inauguration, so that should be fun.
Well, if anybody can handle standing for 8 hours in one spot, it's a bunch of high school students from Clover High School. I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
They do let you carry your phone with you, don't you? Because I'm not sure at 15, 16, you're allowed to walk without looking down at your phone, are you?
We're teasing.
I don't think many people would do too well out here today without a phone to be able to contact somebody.
I hear you.
So what is the mood as far as, I want to know about the rest of the afternoon. Will you be staying over one more night and going to the prayer service tomorrow, or are you finished?
Tomorrow, we're going to go for the rest of the day, probably taking some of the other sites while we're here. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to pack up the stuff, go to Arlington National Cemetery on our way out of town, and then have the long trek back home.
Fantastic at Arlington. You're going to get to see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with the 24/7 guard there. And if it's raining, they'll be there guarding and stuff. Fantastic display of respect and stuff there. Just beautiful.
Will you be preparing any kind of presentation for this as far as the group at school? Will you do any kind of showing of what you found out or learned?
I believe we are putting together some collages and other video compilations and stuff we've captured. I've been personally capturing stuff that you guys have probably seen on WRHI.com, collecting different photos, videos, and other snippets from our journey, and you'll probably get to see more of those in the coming days.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your tweets and your posts, and we give you best of luck, and please be safe, and can't wait to hear about it when you come back.
Absolutely. Collins, thanks so much for doing this morning, and y'all be safe up there, all of you, and we'll get back down here, would you please?
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much for the time.
You're welcome.
All right, you bet, too.
Be good.
He is. I've met Collins' mom
nice
and
boy.
Dad. He's a nice young man. He is a fine young man here, and his mom and dad. I met them at a remote one time. They're fine moms and dads, too. You can tell that he came from good stock, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonder
All right, that. We're 15 past. It is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340.